好，今天是我们看今天的经文在路德记啊。
Today's scripture will be in the book of Ruth.
329面啊。
Ruth chapter one.
如果你有圣经啊，请你打开来看，好不好？啊，路德记。
Ruth in the Old Testament.
第一章，旧约圣经329面，路德记第一章。
Ruth chapter one.
当你在找路德记的时候，我们相信这本书，大家都很熟悉。这本书好像，因为这个事情是发生在四世纪的那个时代里面。
As we turn to Ruth, I trust that the story will be quite familiar to many of us.
因为在那个四世纪的那个家族那个时代里面呢，是很黑暗的时代里面，
Because it was a time of a very dark period.
但是这个家庭好像在那个时代里面做了个非常好的见证，
But this family that we are about to study was a shining light in the middle of darkness.
在黑暗当中照亮，在这个照亮黑暗的人，照亮黑暗里面的人。
It was a light shining through darkness.
就好像我们今天我们信靠主的人，在这世界上能够影响别人，
It is like Christians today who are.Positive influence in this world.
Yeah, 我们也知道路德记是本很好的书，
And we know that the book of Ruth is a very good book.
就是特别是婆媳之间一本很好的参考书，婆婆跟媳妇。
Oh, it's a very good reference for daughters-in-law and mothers-in-law.
如果婆媳不和的时候，我请你看路德记，肯定是一定和好的。
So if there is any friction between mothers-in-law and daughters-in-law, this book will be the right reference.
因为自古以来，婆婆跟媳妇老是很不容易相处的。
Because it is somewhat traditional that there is some friction.
我希望真的我们可以靠主可以解决这样的问题，这里哈。
But I trust that as we depend on the Lord, this relationship will be mended.
你知道我家老二结婚的时候啊。
You recall my second son.
我们的亲家就坐在我们对面一起吃饭。
And as they got married, the in-laws came and we were having dinner across each
other. 他很担心女儿嫁到我们家的时候会有什么问题啊。
And the parents-in-law were very anxious about the life of the daughter.
我跟我太太向他们保证说，你放心，你的女儿，我们好像女儿这样对待她。
So I assured.The in-laws that your daughter will be treated like my own daughter.
好好的照顾她，你尽量放心她。
And so you can be assured and not worry.
你可以把儿女放心的，把女儿可以放心的交给我们。
And as you give your daughter to our family, you can be assured that we will treat her as our own daughter.
所以我是巴不得我们看路德记的时候，但是看出里面这种。奥妙在这里了。
And as we study Ruth, we will uncover the mysteries.
路德是个很好的，这个拿米是个很好的婆婆。
Remember, Naomi was a very exemplary mother-in-law.
路德也是个很好的媳妇。
And Ruth was also a very exemplary daughter-in-law.
所以我们看就有路德记这本书出现了。
So here we will look into the book of Ruth.
我们看见这个拿米在这本书里面呢，她有好几个角色，好几个角色。
Now, Naomi.Played many roles in this book.
第一，她是一个太太的角色。
First, she was a wife.
圣经讲她是以利米勒的太太，对不对？
She was the wife of Elimelech.
然后呢，她的第二个角色是母亲。
And her second role is as mother.
她有两个儿子，对不对
？And she had two boys.
第三个角色她是婆婆。
And her third role is as mother-in-law.
因为她有两个媳妇。
And she has.Two daughter-in-laws.
我们发现他第四章还有一个角色。
And there's further another role in chapter four.
养母。
And she
不是 stepmother, 是 nursing
mother.
A nurse mother.
A nurse mother.
养母啊。
And she was a nurse.
她照顾她的孙，照顾那个儿辈的啊。
And she was taking care of her grandchild.
我知道她是个成功的妈妈，也是成功的婆婆。
And so I trust that she was a successful mother and a successful mother-in-law.
因为路德跟俄贝德都进到耶稣基督的家谱里面。
Because her two daughter-in-laws, the Ruth and
跟孙子俄贝德
Orpah, they all believe in the Lord.
俄巴没有进去，俄巴
Ruth.
路进去了，俄巴没有进去。
But not Orpah.
跟那个孙子俄贝德
and Ruth's son Obed、
啊、对，进到耶稣的家谱里面。
They both entered into the family of God.
可见的拿米是个非常成功的婆婆和妈妈。
So we can see that Naomi was a successful mother and grandmother.
好，今天我们思想拿米，看了拿米这个人。
So let's look at Naomi.
那我们看第一节告诉我们呢。
Verse
1. 首先我们思想就要从拿米这个人从伯利恒搬到摩亚的地方。
Okay, we see that the family moved from Bethlehem to Moab.
第一节告诉我们的，如果你看圣经呢。
Verse 1.
他为什么搬到摩亚的地方呢？
And why did they move to Moab?
第一节告诉我们说，因为有饥荒。
Verse 1 says because there was a famine.
这饥荒代表就是说生活困难。
And there was a life was difficult then.
没有粮食。
There was no food.
极其的完全没有收成呢。
And there was no harvest.
所以他们就想到从伯利恒改变一些环境，搬到一个新的地方。
So they had to move from Bethlehem to a new environment, and they moved to Moab.
结果因为生活困难呢，就搬到摩亚这个地方里面去了。
So they entered into the land of Moab.
圣经告诉我们，第一节告诉我们说，有一个人带着妻子和两个儿子，就是以利米勒，搬到摩亚地区聚居暂时的。
Okay, and verse 2 says.The name of the man was Elimelech, and he and his wife Naomi and two sons entered the land of Moab and remained there.
我们看从拿米举动来看，那是正常的事情，对不对？
And you think that it was normal for Naomi to went along.
一个人遇到生活困难的时候，他想办法，想改变一下环境，这个家搬到另外一个家，希望寻求更美好的生活。
And it was.Normal that if there is a difficulty in your environment, you would want to move on to some place better.
但许多想不到说这个决策啊，就产生了很多的问题了。
But it was not foreseen that this decision led to many other difficulties.
什么困难呢？第一节的下半节告诉我们说，他只是暂时的寄居，对不对？
Okay. It was said to be a temporary place of dwelling.
第四节告诉我们住了多久？
Verse 4 says, how long did they stay there?
十年。
They actually lived there for 10 years.
最少十年。
At least 10 years.
住在摩亚的地方。
In the land of Moab.
结果损失很惨重的，对不对？
And therefore the consequences were great.
而且非常凄凉。
And it was not good.
所以我们看他的环境真是不是那么乐观的。
And it was not optimistic.
你看第三节告诉我们说，
Verse 3,
他的先生以利米勒死了。
That the husband of Naomi, Elimelech, died.
还有这个第五节告诉我们
Now verse 5.
谁死了？
Who else died?
马伦。
Mahlon.
还有另外一个兄弟，他的兄弟，第五节，基连都死了。
The children, the two boys died.
今天是母亲节，都是讲到死，不好意思啊，所以我们千万不要迷信啊。Okay.
So I apologize for having to bring about death during Mother's Day.
因为这是圣经讲，就是啊。
It's part of the story.
我们看到，所以这个就遇到这样的事情，对不对？
So they encountered these unfortunate events.
所以你看，对这个拿米打击是很大的，对不对
？So imagine the difficulty of Naomi.
丈夫没有了。
The husband died.
丈夫如果是她的依靠没有了。
If the husband was the sustainer, then she had no place to go.
而且她丈夫是这个房，这是家的栋梁，现在没有都可以依靠了。
And so she lost someone that she was depending on.
儿子呢？
Then his sons.
儿子是父母的盼望，对不对？
Now, children are the hope of parents.
结果在摩亚地也没有了。
But then Naomi also lost her sons.
这是很可怜的事情，对不对？
So it was very sad.
你再看下去的时候啊，
so look further down.
圣经讲到他的人数在减了啊，那个 numbers 在 decrease 在减了啊。
The numbers kept declining.
你看啊，第三节怎么样？
Verse 3.
第三节，后来拿米的丈夫以利米就死了，剩下谁？夫人和他两个儿子、
okay.
剩下。
So starting from verse 3, Naomi's husband Elimelech died, and she was left with two sons.
第五节你再看下去了。
Verse 5.
第五节讲什么呢
？Verse 5.
第五节说马伦和基连二人也死了，剩下谁？拿尔米，看到吗
？So verse 5 in parallel it says Mahlon and Chilion also died.
结果剩下几个人
？So who was left?
孩子没有了，丈夫没有了，剩下几个人
？No husband, no children.
三个人。
Three people.
拿米。
Naomi.
两个媳妇。
And two daughters.
这三个都是寡妇。
So the three left.
最后是剩下三个人吗
？So who are the three left?
是三个人吗？不是的。
No.
也有半途俄巴也离开了。
it was actually not three people.
你看十九节给我们答案了。
Because Orpah left them.
十九节告诉我们。
Verse 19.
已是二人同行，剩下两个人了。
Verse 19, they were left with two people.
剩下拿俄米跟他的媳妇路德。
And that was Naomi and the one daughter-in-law Ruth.
你看，真是很凄凉，对不对啊？
So that was a very.
你再看后面的时候啊，二十一节。
Look further down, verse 21.
二十一节讲什么呢
？Verse 21.
拿俄米说：“我满满的出去，从伯利恒带很多东西到摩押地，我满满的出去。”
So Naomi was expressing her grief. She said, "I went out full from Bethlehem."
现在我空空的回来。
But now I brought back empty.
看到吗？很大的损失，对不对啊
？It was a big disaster.
我们常常做这样的祷告啊。
We often make similar prayers.
特别我们去听到的时候啊。
And when we listen to sermons,
我空空的去，饱饱的回来。
You typically go empty-handed, and you would leave the sermon full.
啊，这是好事，对不对？啊、
that would be a good thing.
我们去听特别聚会或者追思会，我空空的去，带着灵性饥渴的心去了，我饱饱的回来。
When you attend a worship service or a revival service, you will go empty-handed, and you will come out full spiritually.
所以拿俄米搬到摩押是饱饱的出去，空空的回来呀、啊。
But the reverse is happening to Naomi.As she entered Moab full and left empty.
那个很大的差别。
So that was a drastic difference.
现在我们检讨罗阿米失败的原因在哪里
？So let's look at the reason for Naomi's downfall.
你看路德记第一章的时候，你没有看见马俄米在搬家的时候没有寻求神的心意。
So looking back to verse 1, the moment when Naomi was moving, she failed to seek.
啊、第二件事情，摩押地是不蒙神赐福的地方。
And second reason, Moab was not a place that was pleasing to God.
所以摩押地是不好的地方，对不对
？And Moab was not a good place to go.
第三个问题
，the third reason
是他们信心的问题了。
Was a question of their faith.
所以一开始他们信心失落，因为伯利恒遇到饥荒，所以搬到摩押地。信心的问题。
Okay, the fact that they left Bethlehem to go somewhere else showed that they lacked faith.
为什么呢
？Why?
因为你看后面的时候啊
，Because you look further.
十年之后
，10 years after.
拿米从摩押回到伯利恒的时候啊
，Naomi returned to Bethlehem from Moab.
那些人还认识他。
People still recognize.
为什么十年前这些人没有离开？反而活得很好呢。
That proves that the people who were left in Bethlehem,
他们也没有损失，对不对？
Were still there and they were still good.
所以可见的拿俄米的家庭，首先信心出了问题。
So this proved that Naomi's family, did not have the same faith as the others who stayed on.
跟神的关系出了问题。
So that was a question of their relationship with God.
结果就贸然从伯利恒搬到这个摩押的地方。
So they took the risk.And left Bethlehem to go to the land of Moab.
所以我们看见他当拿俄米讲的时候啊，他说：“耶和华使我，耶和华使我。”也许这是神基督之心提醒管教他应该回家的时候了。
So as you see, as Naomi lamented on her situation, it was actually the Lord disciplining her.
我相信拿俄米学了非常宝贵的功课。
I'm sure Naomi learned very valuable lessons.
当遇到困难的时候，我们思考到底问题就在什么地方。
Because as we encounter challenges in life, we should find out where is the true source of the problem.
我们可以悔改，来到神的面前，求神再次赦免我们。
And we can repent and come before God for God's leading and direction.
第二方面。
Second point.
所以从摩押又搬回伯利恒了。
Okay, so they moved back from Moab.Back to Bethlehem.
你看第六节
，verse 6，
他就跟两个儿夫起行，要从摩押地归回，这是好的事情。第一步，从摩押地回到伯利恒，这是最好的开始了。
Verse 6, is the first of good sign as she arose with her daughters-in-law that she might return.
为什么要回去呢
？Why return?
第六节说，因为他在摩押听见神眷顾自己的百姓，给粮食。吃粮食给他们。
Why did she decide to return? Because she had heard in the land of Moab that the Lord had visited his people in giving them food.
这是一个好的开始，是信心的转回了。
So this is a turning point, and it shows her faith.
你想想看，当初他们住在伯利恒的时候啊。
So recalling the times when they first lived in Bethlehem.
伯利恒的意思是什么意思呢
？What does Bethlehem mean?
这叫面包之家。
It is the a house of bread.
应该是毫无缺乏的。
So there will be no lacking.
怎么会遇到饥荒呢
？So how could there be famine?
这表示说，世界上的事情呢很难预料，对不对
？It shows that many events in life are unpredictable.
你想不到伯利恒是面包之家，有一天也会面临饥荒的事情，对不对
？And Bethlehem, named as the house of bread, could actually encounter. Famine.
所以有时候人生的道路不是都一切都很顺利的、
And it shows that not everything is smooth.
总是有挫折有难处的对不对
There will be difficulties.
但如果你有神同在你不用担心的、
But we know with the presence of God, we do not have to worry.
所以我们看这拿米是好的开始了他从摩亚地回去了他听消息就开始起步回到伯利恒。
Okay, so the first good sign and turning point is when Naomi decided to return to Bethlehem from Moab.
我们可以想象，当拿俄米在摩押地遇到这些难处的时候啊
，We could see that as she encountered all these challenges.
她一定会寻找出路的一个机会。
That she would always pursue a way out.
她认为，她也心里面想，摩押不是长久可以居留的地方。
And she realized that Moab is not a place to settle forever.
如果他们再住下去的话，问题就发生了，对不对
？Because if they continued staying there,
恐怕他本身还有两个媳妇都会客死异乡了，对不对
？Because even who knows if they remain there further, that herself and the daughters-in-law might even die.
所以这次拿俄米选择是对的。
So this choice that Naomi made is a good one.
带来了转机。
And this was a turning point.
带来了盼望。
And it brought hope.
带来了丰盛的人生。
And brought abundance.
所以弟兄姐妹，你想我们的人生当中有很多很多可以选择的，对不对
？Because there are many, many choices in life.
如果我一旦选择错误的时候，就好像在摩押地损失就很惨重。
And if you make the wrong choice, like the first time they decided to go to Moab, the consequences will be grave.
现在他选择回伯利恒，这是好的开始了。
Now. Later on, her choice was to leave Moab and return to Bethlehem, and that was a good choice.
这是个转机。
And it is a turning point.
带来了希望。
And brought hope.
这给她生命带来一个非常非常好的一个光景。
And it led to a better life.
第三方面是讲了。
Verse the third.
从伯利恒到她圆满的人生。
So from Bethlehem to a full life.
第十九节告诉我们，第一章十九节告诉我们。
So verse 19.
二人同行来到伯利恒，看到吗
？And the two of them came to Bethlehem.
现在只剩下路德跟拿俄米二人同行了。也许一面走路一面聊天，就到了伯利恒了。
So that this refers to Naomi and the remaining daughter-in-law Ruth. They traveled together to Bethlehem.
再看二十二节的时候。
And down to verse 22.
拿俄米和他儿子。而父摩押女子耶路德从摩押地回来回到伯利恒下面讲什么正是动手割大麦的时候
okay, verse 22 Naomi returned with her Ruth her daughter-in-law the Moabitess
你看见吗上帝带领他们一步一步的走向美好的前程对不对
and it was actually at the beginning of barley harvest
前半段讲到他非常难过非常难受
Earlier, it was a period of tragedy.
中间告诉我们他们想回家了。
And in the middle of that, they decided to go home.
最后他们到了伯利恒的时候。
And eventually, they arrive in Bethlehem.
听到个好消息。
A good news came.
伯利恒正在收割了。
It was actually the time of harvest.
而且丰收啊。
It was abundance.
你发现了一连串奇怪的事情发生了。
And even an unforeseen event happened.
神的手一步一步带领他们。
Because God's hand was leading them step by step.
太奇妙了啊！
It was
所以，如果我们人走在神所铺的轨道上啊，他的人生是正确的。
So it shows that as we walked on God's path, that God will lead us by His hand.
但很多时候我们不听上帝的话。
But oftentimes we refuse to listen to God's word.
我们喜欢偏行己路。
Because we wanted to go our separate.
如果我们吃过了苦，都还 苦都还不回头的话，
and even after we've encountered difficulties and we refuse to return,
那么我们受的苦就更大了，对不对？
Then the tragedy and the difficulties will multiply.
我在圣经有很多这样的例子，对不对？
And there are many such examples in the Bible.
你想想看，当罗德选择平原最好的时候啊。
So when Ruth selected the level path,
就是已经危机潜伏在他生命里面了。危机 crisis.
The crisis was actually in it.
因为靠近索多玛，不久他就做进了索多玛去做生意了，对不对？
Because then he would enter into Sodom and they would do business in Sodom.
神，他经历了一次神的管教，但是还不晓得回头。
But she did not repent after the first discipline from God.
最后创世纪十八章十九节告诉我们，神从天上降火的时候，太迟了。
So in Genesis chapter 18, it was recorded that God sent fire from heaven.
你看第二章开始的时候啊，第二章啊。
But let's go back to the book of Ruth, chapter 2.
他回到家乡的时候，很多奇妙事情发生了。
So as Naomi returned to her hometown,
他们第二很重要是回到耶路撒冷，回到伯利恒了，要开始新的生活。
Now as they returned into Bethlehem, they started a new life.
要解决生活的问题。
It was to solve the problems.
工作的问题。
Life and of other.
工作的问题啊，居住的问题。
那
中文圣经讲二章第三节说，二章第三节我不知道英文讲什么，刚好来到许的田间呢。
And verse 3 of chapter 2.
刚好恰巧来到波阿斯的田间。
And it was a coincidence that they came to the field that belonged to Boaz.
太奇妙，对不对？
And it was a miracle.
第四章也出现这个字说。恰巧啊
！And verse 4, it was again coincidence.
第四章告诉我们说
，chapter verse 4,
也是说恰巧遇到他最好的亲戚。
And chapter 4, it was also used to describe the encounter with Boaz was coincidence.
所以你看见，如我真是人的脚步啊，是神所定的，你知道吗？嗯。
And it shows that our paths.Are all determined by God.
你要往东往西，神在那边指示我们。
Whether we turn east or turn west, God is leading us.
所以说，现在我们看到他到了这个伯利恒，奇妙事情发生了。
So Naomi went back to Bethlehem, and a miracle started to happen.
第一，遇到波阿斯还是亲戚。
First, the miracle was to have encountered Boaz, who was actually their kinsman.
这是神的开始，这是神的预备。
That was God's provision.
伯利恒对拿米来讲很熟悉，对不对？离开十年嘛，对不对？
And so Naomi was a familiar place to Bethlehem was a familiar place to Naomi.
但是对路德来讲，那是个陌生的环境。
But it was a new place for Ruth because she was not originally from Bethlehem.
你想，她一到了伯利恒就开始工作，开始为生活事情忙碌了。
And yet she was able to find work immediately after arriving in Bethlehem.
她遇到波阿斯是神的恩典，对不对？
And she encountered Boaz.
第二，圣经告诉我们波阿斯是谁啊？
And now who is Boaz?
是大财主啊！太好了，大财主啊！
Boaz was actually a very wealthy person.
你可以想象他们过去的日子在磨日子很不容易。圣经讲说他满满的去，空空的回来，很不容易。现在在伯利恒遇到至亲的亲属伯阿斯，而且他还是个大财主。
And imagine the contrast of the scarcity during the time of their stay in Moab, and now the abundance as they have come to.Know and work for Boaz.
而且是真的，好像是老鼠掉到米缸里面去了，看到吗？嗯。
It's like a mouse entered into the
right 米汤。
The rice pail.
这想不到事情的呢。嗯，还有一个最宝贝的是什么呢
？And furthermore,
波阿斯是个敬畏神的人。
More importantly, Boaz is a God-fearing person.
你看他一收割进到他的田间里面，进到他的禾场里面。愿耶和华赐福给你们，是个非常敬畏神的人，对不对
？And he was a God. He was a person who actually honored God.
以后你看第二章、第三章、第四章，波阿斯特别的照顾路德。
And from chapter 2 to chapter 3 into chapter 4, you can see how Boaz took care of Ruth.
特别为路德着想。
And he was always thinking about Ruth.
这个拿米带来回到伯利恒的时候。他的人生就是非常的圆满，对不对
？And so as Naomi made a decision to bring Ruth and return to Bethlehem，
我们看见拿米是个在生活上、经验上 是个很丰富的人。
It shows that Naomi actually was a very abundant.
她的人生遇到很
in her life.
她的人生遇到很多的困难。
Although she encountered many tragedies in her life.
但是她没有继续待在摩押地这个地方。
But she did not remain in Moab.
她晓得转回。
She knew how to turn back.
好像路加福音十五章那个浪子一样，她想到她父家的丰富，所以就回来了。
It was like the story of the prodigal son in Luke chapter 15, who knew when to turn back.
所以他能够回到耶路撒冷，拿俄米能够回到伯利恒，是他人生一个很大的转机。
So for Naomi to have returned back to Bethlehem was a turning point in her life and Ruth.
带给她盼望。
And it brought to them hope.
带给她依靠，神是她的依靠，对不对
？And it brought to them.
整个生命完全改变过来了。
Their dependence on God that changed their lives.
所以拿俄米在晚年的时候，她真的很有喜乐，对不对
？And as Naomi entered into her old age, she was full of joy.
在第一章末后一章，在第一章告诉我们说，她到了伯利恒，哎呀，这不是拿俄米吗？
And when Naomi came back to Bethlehem, people said, "Oh, it wasn't this Naomi."
Naomi 是甜的意思，很甜的人，对不对
？Naomi, means sweetness.
但是这时候 Naomi 说：“不要叫我 Naomi 了，因为我受太多苦了。”啊，她是受苦很多的人。
But Naomi, having encountered so much tragedy in Moab, told her friends when she returned back home that, "Do not call me Naomi anymore, because I'm full of bitterness."
所以第四章告诉我们，拿俄米重新得到快乐，对不对
？But in chapter 4, Naomi found back the joy in her life.
她的生命重新得到丰富，对不对
？And her life was restored to abundance.
我想这是拿俄米人生的下半场里面充满许多跟许多。许多有意义、许多光彩的事情。
And I can be assured that the second half of Naomi's life was full of meaningful events and guidance and abundance from God.
我相信我们喜欢打球的人呢、啊，他又分成上半场跟下半场，对不对
？For those who like sports, it's the first half and the second half of the game.
上半场输赢无所谓。
You may win or lose in the first half; it doesn't really matter.
因为下半场它是决定性的。
But it is second half that makes a determination.
也许我们上半生已经过去了。
Maybe you've already spent the first half.
但我们下半生的生活，我们要怎么样可以过得更加光彩、更加有意义呢
？Then how do we make the most of our second half of life?
就好像拿俄米一样
，Just like Naomi，
回到神的面前
，Return to God，
重新依靠这位神
，Re-establish your dependence on God，
跟神建立好的关系
，And restore that relationship with God。
人生就有完全。不同的崛起了
And life will have a more meaningful result.
最后你看见的时候，这个路德的儿子，路德的儿子跟他的儿子俄贝德都进到耶稣基督家谱里面了。
And finally, let's look at the son of Ruth, Obed.
这是很光荣的事情，对不对
？And they both entered into the family of God.
每个人所期望的事情，对不对
？This is an honor.
每个犹大支派人。所盼望的事情
This is an honor and a privilege for every Jewish person.
都希望能够进到耶稣基督家谱里面
To be part of the lineage of Jesus.
你发现在耶稣家谱里面有四个外邦人
You can see that there are four Gentiles.
都是女性，是女性
And they're all women.
你看塔玛，塔玛
Tamar
迦南人
was from Canaan.
路德
Ruth
进到也是迦南人。
Also from Canaan.
还有八十八，八十八，大卫的太太，八十八。
哦 ，Bathsheba。
还有一个是谁？我一下想不起来了四个女士进到耶稣基督家谱里面。
There is one more late woman that are also
拉赫
Gentiles，
记得吗
？Rahab。
拉赫是名声狼藉的一个女士，对不对
？And she was also an outsider that came into the
这是约撒记里面的拉赫，记得吗？
You remember the story of Rahab.
你知道拉赫的儿子是谁吗
and the son of Rahab
是谁吗
is who?
就是波阿斯
is Boaz.
看见吗一个大财主一个敬畏神的人
And Boaz was a wealthy man and a God honorer.
你看拉赫悔改之后这个家庭非常好看的吗造就一个波阿斯家住很丰富是个大财主，是个敬畏神的人。
And Rahab turned around, and her son Boaz became a wealthy God-fearing
man. 拉哈也是迦南人，外邦人，对不对
？And Rahab also.
Yeah, 神爱他们，神爱每一个人，对不对
？And it shows that God loves everyone.
神爱你，爱我，对不对
？He loves you and loves me.
因差遣耶稣基督为我们被钉死。
And this is why He sent His Son Jesus to die. 所以
你相信耶稣基督
？So as you believe in Jesus,
你人生的下半场。
And live the rest of your life.
充满许多美丽的光彩。
Will be full of many blessings from God.
求主帮助我们。
So may God help us.
我们低头祷告。
Let us bow in prayer.
我们请翻译祷告。
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord, for your words that speak into our hearts, and how the many examples and the women in the Bible are good examples for us. The story of Naomi and of Ruth, Lord, we know how to turn to you even in dire and difficult circumstances, to know, Lord, where we should not remain in places that are not pleasing to you, but to know how to return to you, to trust you, and to strengthen our relationship with you, knowing, Lord, that every step, whether we turn east or turn west, are all within your provision. We pray, Lord, that the mothers among us, that you continue to bless them and guide them and strengthen them, for they have unmeasurable influences on their children, their husbands, and the people around them. They may not know, Lord, in the little ways that you have blessed them, but the influences that they have on the lives of their children and grandchildren, Lord, last for generation to generation. So we thank you, Lord, and we honor you for all your blessings. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.